BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Pulse with me, Ali Johan, and Othniel Ting tonight. We just heard a new single by British producer and songwriter Yellow Days. That was a track called Love Is Everywhere.
Very fresh.
Yep, gotta love that. And Yellow Days are set for a second album release come August 7th. So he just dropped two singles. I think a single called Treat You Right came out shortly before Love Is Everywhere. I mean, the first time I heard this track, I was instantly hooked. And it's funny, I read somewhere that Yellow Days described himself as upbeat, existential, millennial, crisis music.
That's such a millennial thing to say.
And it's such a thing that you could coin during a lockdown period, right? Because you're like, cooped up in your home and releasing music to the world. But definitely a really groovy track by one of the bright spots to have come out of the UK in the recent years.
Nice. Okay, right now, it's our segment that we like to call By the way, Instagram have finally announced that they are experimenting with a new revenue share model for live streams on their platform. This will come in the form of new tools like heart-shaped badges that fans and viewers can purchase. Currently, it's 99 cents for one heart, $1.99 for two hearts, $4.99 for three hearts, so you can really show your love to your favorite artist that's performing live on IGTV finally, which is kind of like a similar tipping model that Twitch, Facebook and YouTube has been implementing so far. So it's quite late of Instagram, but better late than never. Instagram saw a whooping 70% increase in their video views in February and March alone. I'm sure you've seen lots of musicians that have performed on Instagram, and I guess it seems to be the most convenient and direct way for musicians to interact with their fans compared to Facebook or YouTube. And Instagram will also roll out ads and says that it will be a split revenue model with creators. And according to the company, the ads are tailored to mobile viewing and are only 15 seconds in length. The company also added that it doesn't want to annoy users, which could hurt creators' video views. So they're currently testing ad placement and effectiveness. But what would this all mean for the good old TV? Only time will tell.
Yes. And by the way, last Saturday, we saw NASA and SpaceX launch their first astronauts to space. That was quite a momentous moment for both these companies. But what caught our attention on The Pulse is an article about the two astronauts that have gone up to space listening to rock music. Mm. First, before taking off, they put on AC/DC's Back in Black. And, you know, it's such a tune.
I can imagine that happening.
To rile you up, right? And of course, they're a bit older than you know, most other astronauts. So they wanted to feel, they wanted to get the vibe from something from, you know, the era they came from, I suppose. And upon landing on the International Space Station, woke up the next day to a Black Sabbath tune.
That kind of tells about their music taste.
Exactly, but also like kind of like a morbid thing to listen to out in space, I think.
I think it's better than I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from Aerosmith.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about that. I mean, of course, Aerosmith are a band that were from the same era as AC/DC and Black Sabbath.
Armageddon vibes.
but choice, you know, good choices of tracks to get you in the groove in space. I don't know, I probably will never know what that feels like. But that happened over the weekend. They are out now on the International Space Station's rocking out to Black Sabbath and AC/DC.
And on a more serious note, it's not business as usual in America as the nation is grappling with the murders of black citizens by the police. I'm sure we're all aware of the Blackout Tuesday initiative to go silent on social media to stand in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. The music industry is also joining in with an initiative for stillness in the midst of everything that's happening called The Show Must Be Paused. And the idea came from two Atlantic Records music execs who decided that business couldn't go on as usual. And the intention for The Show Must Be Paused is, you know, so much more than just awareness, but to cultivate an honest, reflective and productive conversation about what actions the music industry needed to collectively take to support the black community. Because the music industry has profited from black musicians and black music. More importantly, this whole The Show Must Be Paused thing is to provoke accountability and change. So this involved lots of artists, labels, publicists, publications, radio stations, and even streaming sites like Spotify, who blacked out some of their playlists, Apple Music as well, and even SoundCloud, who blacked out their site So when you went to the homepage, even the SoundCloud logo and like most of their songs were all blacked out. Music brings people together, and it's definitely encouraging to see unity, especially in times like these.
That's right. And I think it was flooded on my timeline, at least, with all these musicians and music companies that we follow on our social media.
Yeah.
All blacked out. That's good to see. And moving on, by the way, the final piece of news that we've got here is Record Store Day. You know, the celebration of music release on vinyl happens every year. And this year, you know, because of COVID-19, it has seen all of its plans disrupted. The 2020 edition is almost a no-go because it was supposed to happen earlier in April, and then it was moved to sometime in June. But right now, it doesn't seem like times are, or things are looking up for Record Store Day releases and its various events that follows each year. So they have come up with a new plan to release the music on three different dates. So it's now a staggered approach. They're going to have three separate events starting August 29th, and also another one September 26th, and the final one on October 24th. This is all also again going to be still tentative. It depends on how, you know, America especially come through with the COVID situation over there. But as with every year, you know, you always have lots and lots of very novel Record Store Day releases, and recordstoreday.com have given us more records that are going to come as a record RSD special for 2020. And they've added, you know, new records by David Bowie, The Cure, and also newer acts like Charlie XCX and Odd Future. You can check that out, the list of the RSD releases at recordstoreday.com. And mark out some notable releases that you might want to get your hands on, because Record Store Day releases are always kind of special. They're never the standard fare.
Yeah.
We're going to be seeing, you know, some seminal albums turn 20 years old as well at RSD this year. We were just talking about
Britney Spears'
debut album. I think Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory also turns 20 in 2020, and a whole of other bands from the early noughties or the late 90s turning 20 years old. So RSD 2020 is still going to go on, this time on three separate dates beginning August 29th. Check that out on recordstoreday.com.
Yeah, normally worldwide, I think Record Store Day is the day where record stores will be the most crowded. So I guess buy online if you can as well.
Yeah, and it's always been a big cheer to physical formats because of, you know, modern time music streaming platforms have sort of divided people's attention from buying physical records. But, you know, we all know in the recent years, vinyl sales have come up and and is, you know, doing ever so well.
Before we do our final wrap up on The Pulse, here's a tune for you. It's a new song with an old vibe.
Oh, I love this.
Courtesy of Deptone Records. I guess when you hear the drums, you can already tell that it's a Deptone record.
They always keep it dusty.
Right. So check it out. It's The Eltons with When You Go, That's When You Know, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.